Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, PeopleStack tribe. It's a new week. It is a new topic. And the topic of the week is, why did he get a promotion and I didn't? Why did she get that promotion? Why did she get that 20% pay raise? And I only got 5%. This is something that we hear about a lot from prospective clients, from clients, and even from our friends in the tech world. And it's not even the tech world, it's everywhere. That feeling of being underrecognized, and then on top of that, to add salt to that wound, you see somebody else who very well may be less experienced than you are, has less skills than you are, maybe doesn't have as much integrity as you do. You see them get the promotion. You know, and it becomes this world of fighting for scarce resources, money, promotions, and stuff like that, recognition. And it's like you against them, and they won. They got it, and you didn't. That person doesn't even know how to manage their way out of a paper bag. And yet, how did that person, how on earth could that person have gotten the promotion and I didn't, when I've been working my butt off, when I've scored more wins, when I clearly care about the team more than they do? And so this hurts. It's there's no way around it. This absolutely hurts. And it hurts at, you know, it's like the level of your soul. It's, yes, your ego hurts, right? There's absolutely that, and you don't want to deny that. It's a blow to your ego. We all have egos, right? But it's also, it's a blow to your soul, the soul of who you are. It's like a soul ache. It's not just an ego ache or a heartache. It's a blow to your identity, to who you are as an accomplished, committed, achieving, intelligent technical manager. You feel that inside, or at least a little bit of it. You wouldn't be watching this if you didn't. You wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't. You feel that a little bit. But yeah, when you look at external reality and you look at the fact that you haven't gotten a promotion or more than a 5 to maybe 10% pay raise in the last year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years plus, there's this mismatch and there's this misalignment, and it hurts. It hurts at a really deep level. And that causes you to really question, is this for me? Am I good enough? Am I just completely delusional here? Like, am I actually not as good at this as I thought I was? You know, my boss says I'm doing a quote unquote good job, or whatever people say to you to try to lift your spirits. But yet, or what you say to yourself to try to lift your spirits, but yet, there's this mismatch between what you're feeling inside and external reality. So then what happens is you change the way you feel inside to like, yeah, maybe I'm not good enough. I'm not a leader. I'm not cut out for this. I'm never going to win. I'm never going to get that promotion. I'm never going to get that pay raise. I'm never going to land that next job. And I'm just going to continually watch other people who are less experienced than me get it. And it's a really sucky place to live because then you've entered the evil downward spiral toward anger and depression and anxiety and just a continually decreasing your self-worth. And you feel helpless. You feel hopeless. You like, I don't know what I can do, what more I can do. And it's just a really dark place to live. And I don't want any of you to live there. Even if you're on the edge of that and you're starting to feel it, I don't want any of you to live there. And for any of you who are living there right now, what I want to tell you is it doesn't have to continue to be that way. It doesn't have to continue to be that way. And for those of you who have not experienced that yet, but don't ever want to, it doesn't ever have to be that way. You absolutely can and will get recognized for your efforts, for your achievements, for your wins. You can. But here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you a truth right now, and some of you may not want to hear it, but the truth is, the reason that you're not getting recognized, the reason that you didn't get that promotion and somebody else didn't, is because you're not ready yet. You haven't fully decided and fully committed yet to actually getting recognized, to actually promoting yourself and your team as well. You haven't gotten it, that external reality, that external validation of what you feel inside, because you're not ready to get it yet. You haven't made the decision, you haven't made the commitment to do it yet. Not really. Not at like a deep, a most defiant level of doing it. And what I mean by defiant is I will get recognized. I have decided that I am absolutely committed to getting recognized. This is my mission. On top of my other mission, which is to continue to add value, to continue to build my excellence as a leader, continue to operate from a place of integrity or whatever else you've already been doing. You do that, and then on top of that, and also, I will get recognized. I am someone who gets recognized. I am someone who promotes myself. And I do it from a place of love and help and caring and wanting to make a massive impact on the world. That's the reason you haven't gotten recognized yet, is because you're not ready to. You haven't been showing the world or showing yourself that you have, that you can do that, that you really, really want that. It's really about making it a part of who you are, that it's not just something that you have to do. Oh, I have to self-promote. I have to get recognized. Oh, I really wish this wasn't this stupid political game and all of these things. I really wish I didn't have to self-promote. Okay, but I'll do it because I'll play the silly games if that's what it takes. If those are the stories that you're telling yourself in your head, if that's the internal dialogue that's going on and the external dialogue that's going on with your friends and colleagues and stuff too, then that's why you haven't gotten recognized, because you haven't owned it. You haven't truly owned it and made it a part of who you are. It has to be a part of who you are first. I am someone who gets recognized. I am someone who receives promotions when I deserve them. I am someone who receives 20%, 30% pay raises because I deserve them. I am a technical manager who commands, who earns $200,000, $250,000, $300,000 a year because that is the value that I add. I am that right now. I feel it in my bones, in my consciousness, in my heart. It's who I am. And when you cannot create something externally unless you feel it internally first. So that's why you're not seeing it in the external reality, because you haven't felt it yet. You haven't created that. And so that's step one, my friends. That is step one. Own it. Decide. Commit. I am someone who gets recognized. I am someone who earns $200,000 or more a year as a technical manager. And really own it, really feel it. This is not fake it till you make it. I'm not talking about faking anything. If you're faking anything, then that's why you're losing. It's really, truly feeling it, using your imagination to imagine a life, to look forward to a life when you have all of that. We all have the capability to do it. It's about intentionally tapping into that power that lies within us in order to create what's possible for you. And so I'm going to give you one other sort of thought to chew on to help you to claim this identity of I am someone who gets recognized. I am someone who commands a premium salary. Is that we all have a need for significance. We all have a need to feel significance, just like we all have a natural human need for certainty. Just like we all have a natural human need for connection. Just like we all have a natural human need for growth and learning. We also all have, yes, even you, we all have a natural human need to feel significant. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to get recognized. There's nothing wrong with wanting to win awards and get promotions and earn a 25, 30, 40% raise. It makes us feel great. Because you know how it feels to get underrecognized, right? So which would you rather have? Do you want to feel underrecognized? And just kind of shoved aside and not paid what you're worth? Is that how you would want to feel? Or instead, you maybe just want to feel a little bit uncomfortable in your significance, because we're all significant. We all have that need. So just remember that. Don't make yourself wrong for wanting to feel significant. We all have it, every single one of us. So here's the deal. Yes, this is about an external journey, right? It's the journey through the eternal now, right? It's the journey through the present time of what's actually in front of us, with the money that's actually in your bank account, the job title that you actually have, the responsibilities and the power that you actually have as a leader or not right now. So it's about that external journey and changing that. And in order to do that, and what's even more important is about this internal journey of really taking a look inside of yourself and saying, how do I feel? Who am I? What beliefs do I have? What stories am I telling myself that are holding me back? It's really that internal journey that makes the difference in the external world. And for all of us, we need a guide through both of them, through the internal journey and also through the external journey as well, because we need someone else who can see our blind spots. We need somebody else to ask us the questions that we're either afraid to ask ourselves or we don't even know to ask ourselves. We need someone to give us the strategies and the systems that we wouldn't think of because we're not experts in that area, because we're blinded by our own stuff. We're blinded by our own limiting beliefs. We're blinded by our own past. We're blinded by our own sense of what's possible and impossible. So you need a guide. It's necessary. And that's what we're here for. That's what Rob and I are here for. We're here to be your expert guides on this path toward career transformation. That's the external piece of it. And also toward internal transformation as well, so that you can become, and right now you can be, best version of yourself. You can be that superhero leader. You can be that person who is creating right now, creating a legacy that not only you'll be proud of and feel a sense of significance for and feel not an ounce of guilt or shame for it, but also you will feel that sense of connection to a greater purpose of making an impact on the technical world. Of creating things, of creating software, of creating teams, of leading teams in ways that you never thought you could, inspiring your teams in ways that you never thought you could, but now you know you can and you do it. instead of feeling underrecognized, instead of feeling like, instead of continually watching other people get promotions, you get to be that person and you get to do it from a place of authenticity and 100% integrity. So if that's what you want, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. That'll bring you to our calendar. Just pick a time that works for you. We have lots of times available. Pick a time that works for you. And then you're going to hop on a call and we're going to talk about what's not working in your career right now. What's out of sync? What's out of vibe? What's out of connection with what you know you're capable with of, but you're not seeing it? You know, how many times have you gotten passed over for a promotion? We'll really get into the details of what's not working and really assess, fully diagnose what's going on so that then we can also talk about where do you want to go? What's your dream? What's the dream career? What's the dream legacy? What's the dream life that you want to create for yourself, for your family, for your loved ones? We'll get absolutely clear on that. So you're going to leave the call with absolute clarity on what's next for you. And you're going to have a renewed sense of purpose and inspiration to move forward from that place of knowing, not just guessing or hoping or praying, but knowing what's possible for you. And look, if it's a fit and we're 100% confident that we can be your expert guides on this journey, then we'll talk about that. But if it's not, that's fine too. This is really about making sure that you have that clarity and you have that renewed sense of purpose to move forward in your career in the way that you know you're capable of. You just haven't seen it in physical, external reality yet. So book that call with us immediately, thepeoplestack.com/book. The message of the day is, if you want to get recognized, you have to feel in yourself first that you are someone who gets recognized, and feel that in a 100% authentic, real way, not in a fake it till you make it kind of way. I am someone who gets recognized, and therefore it shall be. That's it for the day, folks. Have a wonderful rest of your day and rest of your week, and we'll talk to you again really, really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.